Wealthy countries, including Australia, have long grappled with the challenges posed by an ageing population. But while we are living longer, we're not ageing at the same pace as previous generations. Indeed, the latest data reveals we're staying healthier for longer. Norman Swan is back with us. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Fran.
So is the ageing population a myth? Is it just the wrong word to use?
It's a complete myth. I mean, you hear Treasury going on about it, you hear politicians going on about it. We've got an unsustainable health system, unsustainable welfare system. It is a complete myth.
So it's not true that we are living longer, we are getting older, living till we're older, but you're saying what's myth is that we are therefore a drain for more years on the health system because of that.
Exactly. And the research that I've got on the health report tonight is another piece of research which reinforces that message that we are not an ageing society. We're simply living longer. What they did was they looked at, I think it's over a million people over 50 years. And what they looked at was not life expectancy at birth, but life expectancy at 65. So if you get to the age of 65, how much longer can you expect to live? Because in fact, it's complicated, probably don't have too much time to talk about that. But so focusing on 65, how much longer have you got to live? Now, life expectancy at 65 has been going up at 3 years every generation, roughly 3 months a year, probably since the early 19th century, and continues to go up. And the argument is, are we crashing? What's happening as people age? Are we crashing against a brick wall where it's all piling up and people are dying very quickly at a certain age and they're all just dropping off the cliff? Are we living longer in greater misery, which is really the assumption that our 25-year-old economists in the Treasury Department are making? What's the story? So this group looked at what's called centile charts. They basically looked at what's happening to people 65 and over as they die and when they die, and think of it as a wave, as a surfing, you know, as surfing, and there's waves, and there's progressive waves of death as you get older. So death does become commoner as you get older. But if you actually only look at 95-year-olds and why they die, you get a distorted picture. So 65 on, and what they found is that the shape of the wave hasn't changed in 50 years. It's just that it's getting to shore later. And what that means is that that you're actually living, and imagine that surfing wave is like normal life. And as you get closer to shore, then what we think of as aging starts to occur, which is that you start to crumble a bit, you're not thinking as well, getting more heart disease and cancer and so on. And that's what's happening, is that we are living younger, and the statistic that I often quote is that you get sick 5 years before you die. And if we were doing this interview in 1930, you were still getting sick 5 years before you die. It's just that it was, you know, X number of years earlier than today.
So if you live to 90, you don't have to expect that from 70 on you'll be a sick crock. There will likely be, say, 5 years before you die that you will have ill health. Is that true for everyone?
By and large, yes. And when you think of and what's interesting is that beyond 65, they're not picking up much inequality in the data. And when I challenged, because I recorded this interview earlier, when I challenged the researcher on this about inequalities and outcome, you know, the life expectancy gap, say, that we've got in Australia, the issue there is that the life expectancy gap tragically occurs before the age of 65. So Aboriginal people don't get to the age of 65, and that kind of washes out by the time you get to 65, the effect of disadvantage. So it's largely true of everybody, yes.
Largely true of everybody. And you'll be featuring this on the Health Report tonight?
I will indeed. Let's hope the 25-year-old economist is listening.
Norman Swan, thank you very much. Dr. Norman Swan, host of the Health Report, and you can find out more on that research on the Health Report this afternoon here on RN at 5:30.